realization of the human being always spirals once the process has begun.
The ultimate goal in God, being spirit, being earthlings, is to totally control this planet, which is cool because it's self-realization.
Love becomes accepted. Energy becomes respected.
The microcosm sees an energy ripoff as the worst deed that can be done to any other microcosm.
And it is here that the human being exercises the human right to share energy with only other superiors, being human.
Animals of all lower orders are seen as energy ripoffs.
Beasts of burden have long ago been replaced with machines of efficiency.
The swift arm of efficiency points to the household pets as a supreme short circuit, preventing interhuman relationships of the highest order.
And for the man who will go to Washington to introduce a law making the harboring of animals a crime.
All present pets must be exterminated, starting with the common dog and cat, on down to the more exotic domesticated organisms.
Those persons with a flair for do-it-yourselfness may purchase the complete animal cookbook.
It admits that mutt may not be as tasty as mutton, but the dinner will celebrate true liberation.
A separate section graphically illustrates how to can a hive so that every part is recycled into a useful home byproduct.
This cookbook can praise God for the passages of law has helped put food on otherwise starving tables in the ghettos.
Rat mocks for the thief are especially sheep.
Hooty ears on car key chains are all the rage.
Man, human, spirit is proud to be a being.
Living in harmony with society.
Now the energy transfers completely.
When human meets human, the exchange is on true spiritual level.
Psychologists agree that the retransference of emotion, once given to animals and now transmuted to same plane beings, has saved the Earth from decay in the only moral direction feasible.
Our galaxy was granted a decree of one quantum leap forward in humanity.
During the passage of the early laws, religious leaders commented on the God-spirit aspect of lower plane animals.
One bishop summed it up saying, all souls knew the direction of this planet. If they chose this incarnation to be a lower plane animal, destined to face extinction, then I suppose one might say they were more masochistic than I.
Siamese knee patches were the assumed brains before parrot skull caps hit the streets, sans cage.
All I can say is there's now a hell of a lot of souls waiting their turn to come back as a human.
Human.
I love stretching the muscles of a fellow being's body much more than trying to make it with a horse. With me, there is no remorse.
He didn't need to make it a law, I don't think, but without strict reinforcement, some perverts might have put up a stink.
Needless to say, it did not take long for pet food manufacturers to quickly change their lines.
It was done quickly. One day the foods were off the shelves in the stores, just like phosphate detergents back in the early 70s.
Many shoppers had to share a hidden sigh of relief. For the first time, their pocketbooks were full.
The Associated American and now worldwide economic move had not been anticipated to be of such acceptance.
Brotherhood, sisterhood, womanhood, moving minds, living and loving, for the first time in millions of years on this planet, where they struggled through the chaos and confusion, and now share a common illusion.
Self-realization of a human being always spirals once it has begun.
Amen.
It has begun.
Phase 1 executed on schedule.
Phase 2, immortality for the master species.
We live without fear.
The trip is fast. Praise thyself. It's come at last.
Once the energy drain was realized, the drain was rectified.
A surge of compassion for fellow beings brought hermits to the city.
And was recorded on several astral planes.
All is one.
We are the one. And I love you.
I love you.